This podcast is brought to you by Marcus Rodriguez. If you're looking to buy or sell your home in this competitive market and you're not too sure where to start, look no further than Merced's preferred realtor, Marcus Rodriguez. He'll make sure the process goes as easy as possible, and you can reach him at 209-554-1715. Visit his website, www.myagentmarcus.com, or email him, info@myagentmarcus.com. Thanks again, Marcus. What's up? You guys want to have fun in the Central Valley? Well, this podcast is brought to you by Blaker Brewing, the official beer of the podcast. Proudly located in Atwater and Ceres, this brewery offers not only delicious tasting beer, but great events that bring the whole community together. They have a location in Atwater at the Tarmac, over by Castle Air Force Base, and another one's in Ceres. It's the original tap room. Both are always throwing on events. It's a really, really cool environment, you guys. I can't recommend it enough. They got a new cider coming out, and Defoglicious is back as well. So please go check out their stuff on Instagram, at Blaker Brewing and at Blaker Tarmac. Once again, that's at Blaker Brewing and at Blaker Tarmac. Thanks again, Blaker. This podcast is brought to you by the Sisters of the Valley, also known as the Weed Nuns. Located right here in the Central Valley of California, these sisters make homegrown healing products, CBD salves, tinctures, oils, and mushroom coffee. They believe you need to heal your body the safe way, the way nature intended it. You can go find their products at sistersofthevalley.org. Once again, that's sistersofthevalley.org, or you can follow them on Instagram at sistersofthevalley. You like art? You like local artists? You like supporting people? Well, this podcast is brought to you by Creepy Kawaii, a locally owned art gallery located at 1742 Canal Street right here in downtown Merced. Creepy Kawaii features art, spray paint, events, clothing, Asian import snacks, and so much more. Patty is always putting on for the community, and I can't recommend that you guys go there enough. If you guys want to go support her, please visit the shop. Once again, it's at 1742 Canal Street in downtown, and you can also follow her on Instagram at Creepy Kawaii Designs. Thanks again, Patty. This podcast is brought to you by Crybaby Wine, proudly located in Fresno, California. Crybaby Wine offers you your favorite tasting wines like Chardonnay, Cabernet, and everything in between. Not only do they offer these great tasting wines, but they also have a delicious de-alcoholized CBD wine. Infused with CBD and CBG, these wines help you reduce anxiety and alleviate stress. You can find their products at crybabywine.com, and if you live in Fresno County, you'll receive free delivery. Once again, check them out at crybabywine.com or follow them on Instagram at crybabywine California. Thanks for tuning in to the season finale of Central Valley Podcasts. This is season 4, and I'm so happy and thankful for all you guys listening for the past 2 years. I truly, truly appreciate the support. And on this episode, I am joined by my two sisters, Nicole and Samantha D'Aley. I thought it'd be a great way to end season 4 while we recuperate. And I couldn't be more happy to introduce this episode. It is so fun. We just laugh a lot. We have a great time. And we just giggle about our past and our childhood. So thank you so much, sisters, for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here are my two sisters, Nicole and Samantha D'Aley.
This is it. Real talk. What not?
Real talk. That's it. Real talk.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
I don't do big intros. Do you guys? You guys have a Truly. You each have a Truly open already.
Had one. Having another.
All right. Why don't you guys introduce yourself?
I'm Samantha, and I am Micah's oldest sister.
And I'm Nicole, and I'm Micah's youngest, oldest.
Why are you guys so quiet right now? Like, guys, you're so proper. Duffy, how do I hear myself more? Is it just over right here? Right, yeah. Okay. I like to hear. You can talk now?
Yeah.
Now we can hear.
Hey, everybody. I'm Nicole, Micah's older sister.
Yeah. So I figured it was 70 episodes in. Why not have you guys on, huh?
We should have been on the first season with
Micah.
Really
shaped you into who you are.
Yeah. All those times you dressed me up as girls. And I willingly did it for far too many of those as well.
It got to a point where mom was like, hey, guys, like Micah's 13. I think we should probably stop.
It's too impressionable right now.
Yeah.
And she did say that. She was like, I just don't want him to get kind of confused.
If trans was a thing back then, right. I totally would have been.
It was a thing back then.
It was a thing. We just didn't know. They were suppressed.
Because we were sheltered.
We were sheltered.
We were very, very sheltered.
On that topic.
How would you describe how sheltered we were? And it wasn't like crazy.
No, it was just that, like, for example, I remember I was in eighth grade and my friend was like, like, you know, like this girl was in high school and her boyfriend like asked her for, and I was like, what is she talking about? I'm pointing to my face for those who can't see. And I was like, she was like, you know, and she kept pointing to my face and I was like, oh yeah, like, yeah, I know. And I did not know. And so then she told me what happened. I was like, oh my God, like I did not know. She meant head. Uh-huh. And I didn't know that's what she meant. And so then I was like, oh my God, this is very traumatizing that you don't know what anything is. So I remember, I didn't know what anything was. And so I go to high school and I'm like this little McSwain girl, totally shocked by the world. So then when Micah was going to be a freshman, I was like, Micah, I'm going to sit you down. This is going to be really awkward for a minute, but I'm going to tell you what a whole bunch of words mean that you don't know about because I felt stupid when I went to high school.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
And those, but you were the first to go through. You had like the, you must have had the most.
More
strictest.
Sheltered. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was so naive. Even all the way up until probably when I was 18 years old. Like, I was shocked at every single thing because we were so sheltered. There was, like...
You're good. Sorry. We didn't hear the noise. I was like... Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
And I will say that to no discredit to our parents...
Oh, no, they raised us good.
Did was they raised us, like, in the church. They raised us in the way that their values and morals stood upon. And I think at the time, especially back in like the 90s and early 2000s, everything was so taboo to talk about. You just didn't talk about it. And then you just didn't feel like you could per se talk about
it. Now we talk about too much
stuff with our parents even.
No, so, I didn't mean that. Oh. Yeah.
No, I think this generation does talk too much with their parents, which is good. Which
we
is
call
good.
Bernadine. You know what I mean?
People were like, why?
People are like, you disrespected your family. And I was like, I don't think so.
They're like, do you ever call her mom? And I was like, well, yeah. And then I'm like, Bernadine. I'm like, oh my God, I did it again.
Yeah. And I'll talk to dad. Well, you know Bernadine.
I'm like, oh, Gregory. And people are like, this is your dad. I'm like, I know.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people, I explain, like, I was like, it's like I was raised in a little white picket
fence. It was a great upbringing.
Yeah, it was.
Too good. We had a giant backyard.
Two dogs.
House,
fruit trees.
Basically, it was an ideal childhood. Mm-hmm. That's really what it was.
Yeah. Oh, when I found out that, like, our house was getting foreclosed or whatever, I was
hold on. It wasn't foreclosed upon. Mom was like, you guys can talk about it. You don't have to say exactly what happened to the house.
Bankruptcy?
No, it was some bad... Dad had put the house up for collateral in a business
deal. Oh, I thought it was a foreclosure.
I was always wondering. I was like, why wouldn't... I was like, our mortgage must have been not that much.
I know. Like, I'm over there like, why didn't they try to sell it to one of us? And I'm like what?
Like, we could afford it?
Like a 20-year-old like going to Merced College. Like, yeah, put our income down as like a FAFSA. Like, I'll take the house over, guys. But really, they've done some work on that old house.
Oh, yeah, that house.
Yeah, it looks nice. They have a pool.
I can't even...
The pool that we always wanted.
I know. I'm really jealous.
Oh, it has a pool now?
Yeah. We would tell Dad, like, come on, build us a pool. Now that I'm an adult, I'm like, oh, I see why Dad didn't build us a pool. It's a lot of work.
What questions did you say that we had for our childhood?
Oh, here, let me go. Per se, just okay. We already addressed the conversation I had with you before high school because I didn't want you to be.
And then my first dance, you were like, I was about to ready to go to it, and you texted me, and it was honestly really helpful advice.
What did I say?
You're like, it was like when you dance, put your hands on the girl in front of you, hip, and just follow whatever she does. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then, like, literally that day, but I didn't realize what dancing was. I was like, dancing's fucking cool. You gotta sit there, rub myself on the shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Wow! Never experienced.
I didn't even know what jacking off was. You know what I mean? I was like, "What is going on?"
The sock incidents.
Oh yeah, or beanies.
Oh God!
Oh, God. Maybe I have to cut this out already.
I mean, tell it, but ew, dude.
I'm more of a shirt guy now.
Yes, these are his sisters.
Yeah, we're going to cut this. Yeah, we're really open.
We used to have a joke like, incest is best.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now I realize that, like, not pedophilia.
Yeah.
You get it. But now I realize, like, when people are, like, molested by their family members, I'm like, I guess that joke's not very good. But we'd look at each other and, like, oh. Sorry, I kind of moaned when I said that. Okay, so anyways, going to high school, Samantha was already... Me and Samantha went to school. We were 2 years apart from each other.
I liked it.
Did you like it.
Yeah.
We hung out with each other.
Yeah. So. We had a 16 and 18 year old birthday party combined. Really? Mom and dad were
trying to save some money.
We're the 16th and 20th, and then you're the 25th. They were like,
forget it.
I don't think we even had.
We always had to share birthdays.
Around 10, I remember I had my own. Like, they started to.
They started to. But I get when we were younger, we always had to share birthdays. Micah got his own birthday.
Because he's a boy.
Every year.
Yeah, I'm not going to. It's not going to be princess themed.
Yeah, but still, we wish we had our own birthdays.
That's what happens when you have. What did Dad say? It was a busy June month because we all were born in March. So. Dad said Reno was. Yeah, and Dad was like, Reno was lucky for. I'm like, Dad, that's a lot of information.
We don't need to know that.
I wasn't lucky when they had me, though. They're like, what?
This is 3 weeks early. We weren't expecting this.
No, and they weren't expecting me in general.
And a boy, Jared.
Yeah, my dad. I was supposed to be named Jared. Have you heard that story? I was supposed to be named Jared. Yeah. And then when I was born, my dad was like, Micah.
Micah Bryan. My mom was like, oh, what? High school with you, Micah, I felt like we had a lot of, it wasn't good for you. I enjoyed torturing you.
Yeah, yeah. I literally, the very first day of high school, we all got out of the car and you were walking with mom and I just like was beelining it ahead of you guys. You guys, where are you going? I'm like, I'm not walking with you guys. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm in high school. Like, get away from me.
You know, every day we'd be like still getting our backpack out there. There's Micah already on the sidewalk.
Like, I'm just gone.
And so whenever we were at, with the way BUHAC set up, it has like the academies and whenever. I was a junior. Micah was a freshman. So we had 2 years together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm. No, one.
One senior? Senior freshman?
Freshman,
okay,
yeah.
So whenever I would see Micah, I'd always be like, Micah, brother, like from across.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, like 50 yards away. And I'd just be like looking at her and just kind of ignoring it.
I'd be like, Micah, brother, I love you. That's his name in my phone still. Micah, brother, I love you. Because that's what I would shout to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How were you? How was your guys' two high schools? Did you guys act like you knew each other in high school?
Yeah, we hung out all the time. We had like similar friends.
Yeah. We never like hung out at lunches or breaks, but we'd see each other, stop and chat, hang out. They'd be like, oh, you're Samantha's sister? I thought you were older than Samantha.
Yeah, like, that's my whole,
her whole life.
My whole life. Oh, and then now she has children.
It's just because you're more outgoing. You have children.
I have a child. No, but before
you graduated high school.
Us, the aliens aren't the smartest either, you guys.
But before this, they thought she was older.
And
that's the only thing.
Pop went out at 18, and everyone's like, "Wow, yeah, she is older."
But we did fight about clothes all the time.
Oh yeah, and you know that, Micah.
Yeah. Also, like I think at one point I was affected by that, but I don't think I really
was
like,
truly affected.
Now, now I'm like, I feel like I was a white kid trying to like bring something up to his family. You know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah, my biggest.
I was like, listen, you guys really affected me while growing up. You guys arguing all the
time.
No, I know.
You're like, you ruined my life.
Not ruined my life. I just like you guys. Are taught to argue like it was. To be fair though, it was impressive how often it was.
It was every morning.
Well, yeah,
because what happened was we had a full length mirror in the hallway. We had a long hallway, and then we had my clothes were on the left, Samantha's were on the right of the closet. Sorry,
there you go.
And so. I'd be like, oh, can I borrow this? And she'd be like, yeah, but I better get it back. Blah, blah, blah. And so then she'd be like, can I borrow this? Because we were like the exact same
Basically,
size as high school.
Like one for one.
One for one. And then it was like an everyday thing. So even back when, like I know I'm confident now, but I was confident even in high school. So Samantha every morning would be like, does this make me look fat? And if you breathed too long, she was like, oh my God, you think I do look fat? Oh my God. I was like, I was just trying to get, I'm waking up right now. Like, I don't think you look fat.
That was a big thing. Do I look fat? That was
but then again, that was our
Well,
time.
I know what also was a big thing? Your bangs.
Oh my God.
Sorry, that's funny. That's funny.
They were horrible. Like, they were huge.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, when you
mean, it was the style. Or like, well, you weren't the only one.
I wasn't the only one, but I look back and I'm like, we put so much hairspray on it, and it was like chunky. And
you think
like
that was the reason you were like you broke out as a kid was probably because of your
probably,
bangs,
yeah,
like
probably.
You know what I mean?
But also bad genetics, like dad, like right.
I didn't have
crazy. Me and Micah like we didn't get that gene.
No, but like on people.
Yeah. No.
The DALE side carries a bit of a.
Yeah, Zach at one point had. Sorry, Zach. We love you. Love you. No, but he was on Accutane, and that shit was wild. That shit literally made you break out for like 6 months.
Accutane.
You look like crazy, basically, for 6 months. And then, like, it was like afterwards you're. Yeah.
And then you're just handsome Squidward.
Yeah.
You just walk around like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you had a really bad 6 months.
Dude, it dries up.
fuck out of your face.
Yeah. Then to detox off of it, I know it does the same thing. I think it makes you get the acne again, like really bad.
Yeah.
But what I'm shocked about acne is, I thought it was like a teenage thing, right? I thought it was like secluded, like, wow, your acne is going to be so bad when you're a teenager. And like, here I am in my 30s. I'm like, I still deal with pimples on like a regular basis. Yeah.
You know, I did deal with them for a while. And it's not like my hygiene, because like, I never fucking wash my face before bed unless I shower. But, I brush my teeth, but you know what I mean?
Just to clarify.
But not touch my face. But like, I have some acne.
That's what's wrong with men, is like, there's like something that's like, yeah, they'll use the same washcloth they wipe their butt with to wash their face and they don't even break out. And girls like have like a 10-step face.
And well, when they still break out.
That's because you guys are caking on makeup. So like, oh, well, why did our face break out? That's because you fucking have stuff on it all the time.
Mud on it.
True. Fun fact.
True.
If you don't want acne, don't wear makeup.
We're going to get people like, I don't even never touch makeup.
Bad genes, sorry.
Bad genetics. A little bit, go childhood, a little bit reminiscent on the rodeo house.
Yeah, our house was fucking dope, honestly.
It was like a size of a football field.
Our backyard was.
It was huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
We had like to begin with, the grass was just huge to begin with. And that in and of itself, and Greg.
Yeah.
He did all of it.
Like, yeah.
He did his whole yard.
A push mower. And then I remember when he got it was still a push mower, but the ones that like pull you, you know what I'm talking about?
Like electric.
The front wheels are like moving. Have you ever used a push mower like that?
Like the yeah, I have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, exactly where it pulls you. Where when he got one of those, he's like, look, this one pulls you now. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like you still got to like turn it. And like, it's also an acre. Of grass that we have to do. It was a half acre grass.
Half acre grass, because the other acre was just for the dogs dirt.
Yeah, Paso and Simba.
I remember I would go in there.
And Lola. Lola doesn't get a lot of credit.
Lola was the best.
Yeah, and I just...
She was my password for everything. Dota Boo Bear. Oh, my nickname for
mine's our cat. Yeah.
Duffy's like, there's too much cat.
Our cat, though.
My cat.
We did have a lot of pets. I mean, people would be like, wow.
Let's try to name all of our pets.
Starting off strong with
Sheena.
I don't remember Sheena, but Sheena was existent. Sheena.
Yeah, I doubt
Lizzie.
That. I'm just kidding.
Who's Micah's baby?
Lizzie.
Simba.
Hasso.
Millie.
The rabbits.
Maxie.
Hold on. Let's go with Princess, which
Princess,
is his mother.
Yeah.
Princess, Maxie. Who I'm pretty sure... Dad ran over.
Oh, I'm 100% positive.
Mom was like, sat us down on
and
the couch.
And I forgive you, Dad, because... You
but
are so kind to animals.
He will pick up dead animals.
You know,
on the side
actually,
of the road.
I'm not too certain. You know, Bernadine could have just killed Max.
Just for the hell.
I mean, she tried to kill me.
Sorry, Mom. I have too many animals.
These kids want to keep a fucking kid. To be fair, we already had three cats.
Yeah. God bless them. I had a dog, and I'm like, this is too
also
much.
That's probably why they don't want any animals.
Now they're like, we did
Mom
our part.
Mom wants a cat.
That's shocking.
No, they don't.
Yes, that's what Mom said. She's been out. Probably
so you guys don't bring your dogs over anymore. We have our cat. You can't bring the dogs.
They love Clea. She's beloved.
She is.
Yeah. Hey.
So is Moose.
Moose.
Yeah. Beans is a fucking terror. She's a terror in life.
Okay, so we were at 7.
Okay, now let's say more rabbits. Okay. Copper. You guys.
Autumn. I had one named Noah.
What's
the fluffy one that got killed by Hasso, the dog.
What about the mini lop?
Oh, one of my favorite stories.
She was crazy. What was her name?
They ended up having babies.
Yeah,
together.
They made
Copper,
it through the
they
cage.
They made it through the cage. Oh. And then she ate her baby.
Copper was slanging.
He was.
Copper was
pretty shocking because when you.
He was
like,
also
look at
like lived to like 13 or 14.
He was ridiculous. Old.
Through those summers that we forgot to give them water
and the winter, freezing winters also.
We love animals.
But also, but also
we
like it's a rabbit. Me and Lindsay killed our rabbit because we fed too much kale. So
you
I think
guys
it was
had
fun.
A rabbit?
So you overfed.
Yeah.
When did you have a
no,
rabbit?
No, by we, I mean Lindsay was just like, this rabbit likes kale.
I don't even remember this rabbit.
Dude, remember Watson? Watson.
How quick did he die?
Within like.
Oh, pretty quick.
Like 3 weeks.
I have zero recollection of a rabbit named Watson.
You probably do because you probably were laughing when I told you the story of how it died.
That's hilarious.
It ate too much kale. Do you remember when you were babysitting someone's rabbit?
Oh my God, this is traumatic. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Okay, I was laughing.
You
about
know
this.
The girl.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I have a story about this girl too.
Let's
sorry,
a little
let's
preface
relax.
On what happened. So we were a part of 4-H Rabbits. And someone was like, hey, I'm going out of town. Can I bring my rabbit over? Mind you, I'm like seventh, eighth grade. Like, I'm not responsible. I'm like, I'm a child still. You should be getting an adult to do this, or at least a teenager. Maybe I was. I don't know. Anyways, so they brought the rabbit over. And the most traumatizing thing on earth ever happened was our dog,
our hunting dog,
who never got a chance to hunt a day in
his
life.
And hated water and hated any loud noises. But he was a pointer. He pointed a lot.
He pointed at a ball.
He pointed at everything. He liked animals. Yeah.
So somehow, I think it was the 4th of July type of thing, the rabbit got spooked somehow out of its cage. Our dog mauled it to death.
Literally, so, I remember you were holding it, and then it died in your arms.
Oh, my God.
Like, why am I laughing?
But it makes you laugh in awkward situations.
I was traumatizing. And then I remember I was over at the Voris's house for Bible study because I was like, Mom, you got to tell them. Because I was like, what am I going to do? So Mom was like, I got it. So I saw the car, like, pull up. I'm at, like, the Voris's table for, like, Bible study. I was like, oh, my God. And then you're over there right now.
See the,
like,
girl crying.
Aww. It was so traumatizing. And then they have the audacity. I killed their rabbit inadvertently to ask me to, like, babysit their next rabbit again. But I said, yeah, but let me do it at your guys' house.
Like, yeah, like, we'll just go over there once a day, if that, or just fucking leave your rabbit with a shit ton of food.
Get like five water bottles.
That same chick.
So here we go.
I was working at Starbucks, and she came in, and I was like, holy crap. Like, you know, you should have a flashback of nostalgia. I'm like, yeah. I haven't seen this chick in forever. Like, this is crazy. And I go, like, hey, Ashley. And she's just like, yeah. I was like, Ashley Kellerman. And she was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm calling you out now, Ashley.
See if you remember that rabbit.
See if you remember now.
It's obviously a traumatic event in our childhood.
I should have told her, like, you know, my sister killed your rabbit. I didn't. I was like, I went to K through 8 with this chick. Like, in the same class, every single year. Class. Like, it's like, not everybody did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, Ashley Kellerman. And she was just like, yeah. And I was like, I'm Micah D'Ailey. And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, I like Micah D'Ailey. Like, we went to K through 8 together. And she was like, I don't really know. And I was just like, I just felt so dumb.
If you told her the rabbit story, she would have been like, oh, I remember your sister.
Maybe if you said Nicole D'Ailey.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That should ring a bell.
I mean, I feel like animals were like a solid part of our upbringing. You showed pigs.
Oh, yeah.
We showed rabbits. We had a rooster. We had a parakeet. We had...
Oh, Spud.
Spud.
I remember.
Ren ended up being a girl.
Yeah, they thought it was a boy, and they gave it to us, and then they started laying eggs, and I'm like, I don't think this is...
But Spud died away earlier than most cockatiels,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
And would you like to know how it happened? Do you remember Samantha? So Samantha
froze, right?
No, well, I don't know if she froze. So sometimes she would lay at the bottom of her cage to, like, sleep.
I remember finding her.
And so all of a sudden, Samantha's ex-boyfriend, Paul, was like, I think your guys' bird is dead. And we're like, no, hon, it's not. And he's like, no, really, like, it's not moving, and she was dead at the bottom of her cage. She only lived, like, not even 15 years. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. Because normally those things can live, like, four. How
long does that? Was it? Is
there's
it
a cockatiel.
Cockatiel. There we go. Not a parakeet. Cockatiel. Yeah. I remember.
Cock. And then tail. Cockatiel. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like Oh, no. Maybe she was pretty normal.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I've been telling Lindsay.
No, she just
Lindsay
it.
Was like, why don't we
cockatoos
get a bird?
Cockatoos are 40.
Oh. Lindsay was like, why don't we get a bird? I was like, that's a 40-year commitment. 10 to 15, huh?
Yeah, well, still, like, we can that's do that. A long time. Well, parents are 40 to 60.
Yeah, I knew some birds live a long time.
I remember when...
when parents speak English, do they know what they're saying? Sorry.
I don't think so. I saw one today.
No, I don't think so. Where?
I can't repeat it. No. I saw like a reel today.
Oh,
it was a black girl, and she was like, yeah, I went from like America to Africa real quick because all of a sudden, then like she was like, hey, how's it going? Like said something like that to the bird, and then the bird said the N-word at her. She, like, she looked at the bird. And, like, she had a racist owner before,
or a black owner.
That's true. Too.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a racist.
I guess there's two opposites of that spectrum.
We got no more questions?
Oh, no, we do. Okay, so there seems to be a theme did you three have any parties while your parents were gone? And I just feel like people need to know we were not those kids.
We snuck out.
You guys snuck out.
I
Micah was like, whatever. Mom was like, you want to go out? Okay, go ahead.
Be home at this
time. I had to hang out with my church friends all the time, basically. And then that was a loophole to hanging out all the time.
We're at youth group, Mom. Mom's like, this is the fifth day in a row.
Yeah, dude, we had youth group. Then we had church. Then we had like something in midday Sundays too. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had Bible study in the week. Oh, yeah. Sunday school. Yeah.
Micah's like, something after church.
Yeah. Sunday school.
Yeah. Did you ever have any
parties? No. So, no parties. We had our 16th and 18th party. Yeah.
Okay. Guess what? Mom and dad were. I remember mom and dad casually talking when it was too foggy. Dad would just spend the night at grandma and grandpa's house, like when they were like in high school. I was like, are you kidding me? If we did that, you guys would freaking like.
You couldn't even sit on the couch next to somebody.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys would be like, you're getting a little too close.
The door must be open.
Watch your P's and Q's. That's what they would always say.
Mom used to say that.
Watch your P's and Q's.
It doesn't make sense. P's and Q's. What does it stand for?
I think it means.
Please and thank yous.
How?
P's and Q's. Q.
Not please and then Q's. No, oh, Q, then Q, please. Yeah. Oh, wow. Dang, Duffy.
Look it up. What
wow, my brain is exploding right now.
Their family-owned, oriented lifestyle clothing store. P's and Q's.
Meaning mind your manners. So, but yeah, that makes sense. Like, please and then Q.
Well, what is
But what is
mind your language and watch your behavior. Okay, that doesn't make sense.
But that doesn't make sense.
When peoples were taught the lowercase alphabet, the position of the vertical line before and after.
Okay. I don't know.
I think that makes more sense. So if it's not a thing, Duffy, we should make it a thing.
Damn, Wikipedia must not.
They got it right here.
Pleases and thank yous. Okay, gotcha. You were right, Duffy. Wikipedia must not be doing good because they had donate all over their site now.
$2.
And they used to like not
like
have that much.
Now it's $2.
Do it all the time.
Yes, I'll donate.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Man, Duffy.
$3.
He's the sucker. He's like, yeah.
They got me through school. They deserve it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And also, when teachers, when you're growing up, they're like, we're going to see you for plagiarizing or whatever. I'm like, all I did ever was just like, take somebody else's paragraph
and then
put it in my own words. You
did
know what
you
I mean?
Or did I?
Yeah. Dude, I refuse. I mean, honestly, I wasn't. Yeah. You and Andy. Andy literally took a whole class for me.
I'm sure Andy was phenomenal at that class, too, because she's really, was it an English class?
Yeah, it was an English class. Yeah.
But you got an A.
She was like, well, did you read it? I was like, no.
No, I believed you.
It was like a woman's awakening, I believe that's what it was. It was like something super like.
She said, well, did you read it?
No.
Make sure you put closed captioning.
Yeah. No, I mean, YouTube will do it, but it'll be. Andy thought I was hand doing it for her.
Oh, wow. She was like, man, this guy's so good.
Yeah. Like I would type it out. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I do the.
I love you.
My editing software has, like, the predict one, and it's pretty good, but, like, with
sometimes
raps, it's, like, horrible. Like,
oh, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's, like, not picking up anything, or it's, like, thank you. And I'm like, that's not what he said. Fuck you.
With an F, not a PH. Did anyone befriend you guys to date Micah?
Listen, I wasn't always this hot.
This new era he's in.
Yeah.
It's not. Well, earlier you said people will be like, oh my gosh.
Oh, well, now.
Now.
Before, a little bit. Like, oh my God, you're related to Micah Teeley. He's so cool. But now I've met like two different people who are like, are you related to the podcast guy?
The podcast guy.
I'm like, yeah, it was someone at my work. Actually, both of them were at my work. One was a coworker, one
Winton.
Was HR.
Went on.
Oh, yeah. Winton and, what is that? Westside Merced.
They're into you.
Shout out.
So no one befriended us, like, to get to know Micah. We ended up befriending the girls that Micah dated. And I'm like, shout out to all of them on Instagram.
Oh,
I'm
shout still out friends to all you them. Guys. Every single one of them. I used to do it. My favorite thing is like right when I graduated, like my freshman year of college, I made an Instagram post and it was a collage of me and me and all my ex-girlfriends.
Is that one still there?
No, it's not. No, I don't know. If
what
I,
did you say? What was the caption?
I said, shout out to the luckiest woman in the world.
Yeah,
all my ex-girlfriends, six of them. And everyone was like, this fucking guy. Much. That's really, I am funny. Like,
you
I'm
are.
Really funny, you guys.
We all
and
are.
All you girls should have been lucky to
be in his
be
presence.
Graced with my presence.
Wildly at six before 18.
Yeah. Six. That was like, that's not even including the girls I talked to, okay? Because I talked to a lot of girls.
And I broke up with a couple of them for Micah. I'm like, give me
by
your
a
phone.
Couple, she means most of you guys.
If you got a good breakup text, like, wow, this guy is so in tune with his emotions and good at communicating, it's because his sister was like, hey, it's
to be
not
fair,
you.
You were also pretty
it's
much.
Me.
I was going to say, all of them were, it's not you, it's me. Like, every single one.
You always have to default it back to you.
It was just like, I'm just not ready for this. My favorite is one time I went to like a Mexico trip and I was talking to some chick and she was like, oh, like, let's take it slower. And I was just like, all right, that means we're done. Like in my mind, that's like, that's what it was. And then I went to Mexico and I came back dating somebody else.
Oh my God.
But this chick was like,
week. That's impressive.
Yeah. And this chick was like, what? I was like, oh, I thought we were over. Like, I thought you broke up with me. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, I thought we were done. And then I remember I dated that chick. And then as soon as me and that chick broke up, mine and Kaim's girlfriend, that other chick started talking to me instantly again.
Oh, yeah, that whole situation. I'm shocked that you and Kaim are friends, to be honest.
Well, it's like we were like children, you know what I mean? But it was also crazy that like, we must have had like a lot of like animosity towards each other, but
first?
I don't remember.
No,
I was first. Yeah. And then we had a whole talk in the bathroom at Mexico till like 3 a.m. about like he was asking me if like basically if he could date her, and I like my conclusion was like, no, man, like, I would really appreciate it if you didn't. And then he dated her.
Did it anyway.
But like the group was on my side of that, you know, at one point because yeah.
And then neither one of you guys are with her today.
Yeah.
So. That bromance
lasted. We outlasted, which is wild. And then at one point, like, me and Kaim were, like basically, like, a year and a half in, it was, like, me and Kaim were just cool again because, like, I was, like, I've dated three more chicks by now.
Like, it's like, I'm not even phased. Line them up.
You're still with her? I'm just kidding.
Still with her. All right, let me go back. My friend texted me a bunch of questions. Here we go. We touched on dressing you like a girl. Beach camping every year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing memory.
Yeah, and Duffy was there the same week as us, believe it or not. But
every
at a different
year? Almost every year?
Every time.
No, yeah. No.
Remember Mom and Dad would walk to their friends who were at the trailer park every year?
Which is the beach.
That was his family.
That was my family.
Mom would walk to them?
Mom and Dad. They'd be staying where the
last week of July, first week of August.
Yeah.
Where the RVs are.
Oh, I thought you meant like close by, they would walk to go talk to these people.
It's like half a mile.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now, the pier thing, right?
Yeah, okay. Ship. Yeah. But it was his family that walked to. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
Well, I ran into them because, believe it or not, I ran one time. I like to live my best self when I'm on vacation.
We're like, what the fuck? What's this guy running from? We didn't like. We're like,
it didn't look like you were a natural runner. Clearly, yeah. What's he running from? His
short
demons.
Legs, long torso, and wide torso. It's perfect for running.
We went on a walk and we're like walking down a trail, and then all of a sudden, like Duffy, like just
I ran
and
into
that,
a tree
it was
branch.
Like within the first 6 months of us meeting Duffy too. So like,
when did you guys meet?
2011.
Yeah, so the year after, I mean, the year I graduated.
Okay. Technically, it was New Year's 20, where it becomes 2012.
Because, you were setting up.
So a new decade, you guys became,
That's cool.
And now it's been 10 years, which is wild.
Yeah. More than that.
I was breaking up with my girlfriend, and then I found the boys.
Yeah.
That's not friendship ever.
Found
the my friend.
My heart.
Something far more than just kidding.
Yeah, but beach camping was wild because like we went and originally it was like six or seven families.
Okay.
And
it was like less than that.
It was us. Other people went before us though. Whoever, I don't know who started.
It was
Siverleys,
the Allemans,
Allemans and Siverleys,
or Allemans and the Craigs,
something like
and
that.
And shout out New Brighton Beach. You have so many memories and Sunset Beach.
However,
you guys have like so many sharks now. We gotta
do something about that.
I mean,
global warming,
but also we don't gotta kill them because shout out Dustin who dives with sharks and stuff.
Pretty amazing.
We're not killing them.
I remember one time. This was a very sketch situation when we went beach camping. We had our Suburban, right? This giant, I don't even know.
It's so cool.
We were so embarrassed.
I was so embarrassed by it. And then as soon as I graduated, I was like, damn, that would have been a cool thing to drive like all high school and stuff like that. We sold it for like $800. I remember that.
The guy was going to go ride dunes with
it. Yeah, hey, honestly, I gave it a proper burial.
I remember we'd be in the back road and Dad would make us think we're doing a wheelie on the freeway after Franklin.
The bump on 99, you guys. You're going southbound.
I'm so sad. Like, my stomach doesn't jump like it used to. And I'm like, I'm an adult
Lindsay's
now.
Lindsay's does.
Does it? Man, yeah, I wish mine
doesn't.
Did.
Mine doesn't.
I don't think I even...
It would be like,
notice
ooh,
it?
Ooh, it's like you're on a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Brady like goes really fast over it.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
One time I was like, I didn't feel it. Where is? I didn't even feel like going up a little bit. I thought they like got rid of it completely.
That's what Duffy, right? Remember one time you were like, they got rid of the bump.
Yeah, for a little bit.
He was like,
a tradition. It's a landmark.
Yeah, he was like, they got rid of it. I was like, there's no way. I was thinking like 99 would have to be like, that would take so long. Yeah.
To like cut off the dip.
Also, apology to anybody ever driving on the 99. Merced is literally the worst spot in the world for the past 2 years.
Can you get Caltrans
and
on here
it's
right
gonna
now?
Take us another 2 years because our mall's been getting done for 10 years. We haven't even finished Sears yet.
Hey, the food court area is redone.
Oh, really?
I went in there the other day because shout out the Japanese food place.
Sensei Japan, right?
Yep.
So, is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Sensei. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. Sensei Japan is what I read it all the time. Like I said, us D'Alias aren't the brightest.
Pretty good. I went in there the other day. Well, before it was all blocked off, I always go there for my little Japanese food. And like now the vitamin food's down there. And then there's like another store. And I was like, oh my God, where did this come from?
Oh, really? There's actually new stores?
Yeah.
Has the outside at all?
Why are they refusing to do something with Sears, though? Like literally. Like,
I thought it was supposed to be like a Ulta?
There was supposed to be 5 years ago.
And something else.
Maybe Old Navy should just come in. Also, like who? I don't even know how Old Navy is.
Get on here to plan these things.
Old Navy used to be at the mall.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think Look it used it up. To be where, like, Zoomies was.
No. Old Navy's are huge. Old Navy's would have to be as big as, like, a Kohl's.
If Old Navy would have done good here.
Old Navy and Merced. Oh, 2022.
Yeah.
No. Coming. What about 2002?
Oh, is it on its way?
Probably not.
Oh, Turlock.
Probably clickbait.
No, it's Turlock's. Old Navy's weird, though. I mean, it's just cheap-ass clothing. Oh,
hey,
no.
Sometimes there'll be, like, a dress for $60, and I'm like, you are tripping. Like, yeah. I'm not going to spend that.
All right, we're going to Merced Mall blueprints here.
Oh
yeah,
all of
Walgreens.
Merced.
Grocery outlet?
Old Navy.
Dollar Tree? It's
coming, too.
Coming. These are coming.
We're going to get... why is grocery...
Wait, Pier 1? No, because Pier 1 is no longer in existence.
Oh, it says Walmart. Oh no.
Maybe Duffy is
This is
right.
stuff around the Merced Mall. This is not the mall.
This is the marketplace.
We Anna's used to Limits? Have an Old Navy.
No. Oh.
That's no. what it says.
I think, but honestly, what is corecree.com? Like, what is this?
I have no idea.
I feel like it would have done well and would still be.
What year is this? What year did that say, though?
It didn't have a date.
Oh, because I was like, it could have been like an old map from a long time ago.
You could have been right.
What's that store that's next to Super Target in Atwater?
Super Walmart?
No. It's the one that it's like to the right, almost at the Route 21.
Oh, yeah.
I used to buy my senior year, all I did was buy like
really?
$3
I didn't even know it was around
there.
Back then.
I didn't even know there was
I'll go
a...
there now every
and
once
like,
in a while.
And like literally, I'd wear shirts like it said, like, you can't fake this. And then there was one shirt and it was like a Mexican guy with like a sombrero with two chicks and it was like 2 for 1. Mm-hmm. And like stuff
that
like
shirt.
That. Like, yeah. Like,
canceled.
Yeah, nowadays,
canceled.
Huh?
Very much canceled.
Dude.
We started that story. I digressed way too much. I said,
"What do you? What was the question
about the sketch situation that happened beach camping with the Suburban?" And we got digressed on the
yeah.
Suburban.
Okay, what
beach
about
camping
the
beach camping?
What happened was, I remember we had Brittany Roshkolb there with us, and we told this little boy that she was Britney Spears, and like he sat in the Suburban with us. And I'm like thinking back, I'm like, "Oh my god, this poor kid's mom was probably like, where's my son?" And we're like, "Yeah, this is Britney Spears. Like, this is so cool."
So you inadvertently tried to kidnap him,
right? And we're like, "All right, you can go now." And then get
do you remember
out of the
when we were
Suburban.
In Hawaii? And we weren't making fun of that deaf girl, but they thought we were like making fun of each other, and they thought we were talking about that deaf. I have that instilled in me, just getting yelled at, like because I was like, "What? Like I didn't do anything."
That happened to me and Jamie and Sarah at BUHAC. One of our friends from Mr. Hall's class, which is a class for students with disabilities, we were admiring everybody dancing on the quad because if you're going to dance at lunchtime, like I commend you.
Oh,
I could never do it.
They used to do all that.
So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this girl is like dancing and then like she just turns and we were like on the corner of the amphitheater and looks at us and starts darting for us. And we're like, oh my God, like what's going on? Like she comes up to us and she's like, how dare you make fun of me dancing? We're like, oh my gosh, like no, that's not what happened at all. Like we were like enjoying like everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're friends on Facebook, so I think she got over it. I'd shout her out, but not quite there yet.
Exactly.
Let's see. Someone did ask, if you could trade lives with one of your siblings, who would you trade with?
I mean, I feel like both of you guys are going to pick me, right?
Whoa!
You're so
I mean,
you're
I'm just one, cool. one year guy, too. Like, you get like both you guys, like... It's just like, what is a day like in my life? It's not as interesting as people think. It's literally like, like 8 hours here, and then I go leave. Now I leave when it's dark, and then I come here and I haven't
come here. When
Micah,
it's dark.
We know you're a regular person. You're our brother. Yeah.
Like, you're not the celebrity.
You're so cool. You're not the celebrity.
No, I think it would be pretty cool to be like live the stress of the entrepreneur.
I know.
Life.
I would That's pick Nicole true. just to like
feel the stress.
Yeah, like wake up with four kids.
Well, I think one time you even texted me after one time you had like three of them when you guys went in the Jeep mountaining
or
whatever,
yeah, yeah.
And you were like. I just wanted to acknowledge that, like, we lead very different lives. Oh, yeah, yeah. Micah's like, it's everyone has a different personality, and, like, how do you, like, juggle it all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wild. And we're about to do it again, I guess, for boomers.
I know.
Are you taking all of them, even Sophia?
No, not Sophia, no. But, like, we got Sophia.
That's a good gift. You got to put it off, you know? I knew what you were doing there.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, what are we doing? I don't even want to spend money right now.
Right. Let's put it off to the future.
Let's just be more expensive. Well, it's like, we're not going to do all of them. Ryder didn't get it, though. He's like, what?
Oh, what?
Well, there's go-karts. He was like, okay.
He's never been. I don't
think. Oh, to Manuel. He was so funny. We were all playing soccer in the front yard. And then Manuel was like, Manuel kicked
Portugal.
Him the ball. And then he like, Ryder scored a goal, and then Manuel gave him a high five, and he was like, I thought you were supposed to be good. You're from Portugal.
Ryder said that.
Like just straight to him. And I was like, yeah, Manuel, I thought you were supposed to be good.
Aren't you guys all Ronaldo?
Yeah, exactly.
Ryder's
like, I'm not easily impressed.
Listen, I get it. We all have that pile of junk in our backyard. We have that brush pile we've never dealt with. We have, you know, this refrigerator that we need to take to the dump, but we've been avoiding it. And guess what? It's okay, because that's where Be Junk Free Merced comes in. Everybody has stuff that's taken up space, but not everybody has time or equipment to do something about it. Not everybody has a truck to take that couch to the dump, you know what I mean? But that's where Scott Levesey comes in. If you have junk overtaking your garage, yard, spare room, or even a storage unit, give Be Junk Free Merced a call at 209-233-1519. Once again, that's 209-233-1519. They'll give you an estimate, and they can help you take back your space. Thanks again, Be Junk Free Merced. This podcast is brought to you by Thor. No, not the God of Thunder, the guy who does tattoos in the Central Valley. Now, Thor is a versatile artist who specializes in black and gray realism. He's located in Merced at the Merced Tattoo and Piercing Company, and if you'd like to get in contact with him, please reach out to him through Instagram or stop by the shop. His Instagram is @_Thor5E's. Once again, that's @_Thoreeeeee. Thanks again, Thor. You know, whether you're opening a small business or changing careers, those moments can be stressful in your life. And that's where WorkNet and the Merced County Workforce Development Board comes in. On this podcast, we often talk about how people from the Central Valley made it, either in a career or in starting their own business. In Merced County, WorkNet provides people with career advice, job information, and training they might need in order to change careers. Their services are completely free. Like I said, they are completely free, you guys. So if you guys want to check these out, please visit WorkNetMerced.com. Once again, that's WorkNetMerced.com. They can help point you in the right direction, and they help hundreds of small businesses every year. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Thanks again, WorkNet.
Hey, shout out Argentina for winning the...
Woo!
That was a great last game.
What a fucking
like,
game.
If there's any game to watch to get you into soccer, it's going to be that game because...
I didn't watch
all
their
games
but...
suck. <Just kidding. laughs>
I texted Zach the next day and I was like, dude, who do you watch in soccer so that I could watch them and then we could talk.
What did you say in the
it?
Group message? You said something hella funny. You're like,
I was like, oh shit, guys, I like soccer.
No, you're like, I think I love soccer.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because you watch the U.S. in the World Cup, and so that's what you're rooting for, and you're like, oh, they look like a bunch of boys out there, and then but you just watch like a game like France
actually,
against
some
Argentina,
people say
like,
that
man,
the U.S.
Okay.
did good.
No, they did better than
finally made it out of the group stage
because they're
like,
a
I don't
young
wait
team.
Centuries
young,
for my team to make it. To the next level.
Also, it's like bullshit because next year I thought America was hosting it. No, North America.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh,
no.
I thought you meant North Korea. I was like, how is that a thing right now?
Well, it's
North Korea.
Some in Mexico, some here, and then some in Canada.
The crazy thing is that North Korea probably comes back, or like even if there's one in World Cup, they probably just come back like, we won that shit. You know what I mean? They're
the
like,
people.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, they're going to find this podcast.
Kim Jong-un? That's who's it now? Un. Isn't it weird? Because like I remember growing up, Kim Jong-il, I was like, man, it's going to take a while to get
well,
used
I was
to this
like,
Un thing.
Well, I was like, when he dies, like,
I know,
they'll have
I know.
One name.
I remember being like, when he dies, like, they'll have freedom. And then it was like his like son took over, grandson. I was like, oh, never mind.
Looks
like
identical to him.
Literally.
And then remember when
son Kim Jong Un is a big boy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Who's a big boy? Kim Jong Un.
Is a big boy.
I need a big boy.
If you want to do your first public interview, I'm just kidding.
Central Valley Podcast. Yeah.
I'll hear what you have to
say. You can bring Trump.
I'm not going there, but
first our last.
No, remember Trump met with him?
Yeah. Shook hands.
Yeah, that's all it was like shaking hands, and like people were like, I can't believe it. And I'm like, I mean, I think people are just trying to bridge the gap. I'm not a fan of anybody political, also. Before we get too deep. Yeah. You're like, man, this guy loves Trump. He's like, no. Well, at one point, I was tweeting hard things against him, and then I realized politics is
all skewed. Yeah. Let's see here. I feel like this. What is the most trouble you guys got in as kids, and what did you do?
One time, I wasn't even involved in this, but I got the most punishment for some stupid reason. Tanner put a bottle in his pants, and Chris sent the picture to Chelsea. God. And it was right before New Year's, and everyone was going to thing at the New Year's at church, and I couldn't go to it. I don't know, because mom and dad were like, no, like, because I was involved in it. And then Bernadine, this is when Chris was first in the group, Bernadine called Chris's parents and was like, this is what you need to do. I told them how they should punish Chris. And then Chris's dad said something like to Chris, like, yeah, Bernadine said that, blah, blah, blah. But like, he was like, just don't do it or something like that. But yeah, I got in like a weird amount of trouble for not being involved.
What was your Samantha for not being involved?
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And I get it in hindsight.
I mean, I know I got in trouble, but I don't know.
Probably staying out with one of your friends or something.
Well, no, mom and dad wouldn't know what I would be doing. That's why I would go
to Kristen's.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, whatever. It's okay.
Okay.
I had a dream. We saw her in Target the other day, and you guys were so awkward with each other. Cut this out. I don't know.
Yeah. Cut this part out.
Hey, you're like our guest when they say cut stuff out. I'm like, what?
Excuse
like,
me. Cut. No, I would go to other people's houses so I could do bad things so mom and dad wouldn't.
No. See, I had one where I don't know if I want to share this one, but anyways, there's a guy I would see.
Mm-hmm.
His name rhymes with that. But anyways. And
I know who it is.
Yeah. And so my mom would, I remember one time, Samantha had a lot of there was a drama event that happened in high school with Samantha. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, I think.
Oh, you took advantage of that.
Yeah. I'm very sorry what happened. But the heat got taken off of me. So I was like, maybe mom will forget about like what she found out, you know? And so then I remember mom driving around with me in the car. And she was just like, I was like, I could tell it was just like an intense moment. And so she was like, wanted me to stop seeing him or mm-hmm. doing whatever. And I don't know why. I was just like, no. If I would have been like, okay, and like just not said anything anymore. Yeah. But I was just like, no, I'm not going to. And then she just kept driving around like telling me to stop. And
hostage.
It was just like, yeah, it was just a power situation.
I feel like you guys like actually did things. I would get in trouble for bullshit. Like, one time, remember they would let us drive the car like on our street when we were old enough? Like when we were 13, they're like, you can just drive it on our street.
And come back. You went too far?
I drove it and then instead of turning around, I turned right, and
they
then
were like, oh my
and
God.
Then I turned right, and then did a U-turn and came back, and like they were livid about it. And then one time, Cindy took away my keys. Like neighbor took away my keys. My parents weren't there because I gave my friends a ride to the end.
Tell them where your friends were.
They were in the back of my truck, but like
no, they were in the bed of your truck.
No, but. I wasn't driving crazy, one.
Yeah, but still.
And two, well, no, we were going like
5 miles. Like
not even, no.
5 miles per hour.
5 miles per hour to like, the end of the road, which is like six houses down.
Yeah.
To feed my pig also. Oh, we didn't name all my pigs, but we don't need to do that.
I'm sure we tipped, especially having the cats had kittens, we tipped the 20, over 20 pets.
Oh, well, if you probably, count like all of our pigs, my pigs too.
4 years in a row?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And then I had to tell my FFA teacher. All right, because I just like I was a loser. Honestly, I was what
girls wanted him.
No, I was in FFA, but I had zero FFA friends. And then I remember like my freshman 4-H was fine because like it was whatever. But then in FFA, I tried to
I was like, okay, I'll do it 1 year. And I did it. And it was like, I didn't have any friends. You had to go to two meetings. And it was like so dreadful for me to go to those two meetings. Because like, I didn't want to be involved with
it
like
these
people.
It was just two meetings.
Yeah. And then one time I didn't go to a meeting. And the teacher made me freak in. He was like, oh, we'll just come do like basically after hours or whatever, like clean up. But then at one point I was washing his truck. And like after that, I literally was like, hey.
Something's not right.
I was like, honestly. Like it was after that too, because I was like, I think that was the last straw. I'm like, what?
Is this the teacher that's been arrested for DUIs?
No, good guy. But then I told him, I was like, honestly, I was like, I'm not going to do FFA next year. And he was like hella mad, but I think just more like.
You're like, you made me wash your truck. Yeah. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I was like, that's not how I kept it.
Let's see. How does your sibling's birth order play into your personalities? So being oldest, middle, youngest.
I think it's opposite between me and you.
What do you mean opposite?
Because you're always like, hey, guys, make sure you say happy birthday to mom. Or hey, guys.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I took on more of the older sister.
I didn't text mom and dad on their anniversary, and I didn't think like.
That's important, Micah.
She'll be like, oh, you were the first one to let me know. Thanks.
Well, I called them.
Well, hey. Different. Well,
you were talking to them. You didn't realize.
And they're like, anything else? And I was like, oh, happy anniversary. I just wanted to say it for last. Like
you're like, what is the date?
But like, yeah, I guess I didn't realize like. Like, I wouldn't care if any of you guys
didn't say
mom and dad.
But I think it's their.
Was I supposed to tell that to you? I don't tell that to anyone.
No.
Unless
but I think it's an older generation.
But maybe for kids.
But
for kids, maybe, too.
I think it's like for
your parents. Your parents, do say it to them?
Duffy, do it this year. And your parents will be like, oh, my God, Duffy, should have
my
anniversary.
Already passed. I got 11 months to work on that.
Like, happy belated.
They're going to be like, are you all right?
What was your question? Or what? Oh, if we or birth order.
Birth order.
But you guys aren't the same horoscope as me.
Nope, we are Pisces.
No,
oh, and I'm on the cusp of what Micah
Pisces
is.
I'm Pisces and Aries, so I'm a little bit of
I'm a true Pisces.
Well, people say that to me, but I'm like, no, you're either one or the other.
Which one do you feel?
I think more Pisces because I'm more emotional.
Yeah.
The Pisces is more emotional.
And creative.
But then I have the fire of Aries, so I don't know.
But it's kind of crazy because like you can read any horoscope.
And be like, that's me.
Yeah.
true.
Especially like the daily ones. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, the daily ones are always like.
There's a girl I know and she is like locked out of her Twitter, I'm pretty sure. But it still does the daily
ones. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, girl, you haven't been on
Dude,
in like 3 years.
I used to get updates. Yeah, and it was like the same person. I'm like, also like. How did you gave Twitter access to post your daily horoscope?
Like what website is this?
Yeah.
10 years
How
later.
How does that post? Yeah, and it's like a website that posts on your Twitter through the internet.
This question is, I feel like, totally not relevant, but who saved who, like when we stayed out past curfew? We never had like a situation.
We didn't stay
out past curfew. We like no. Mom said,
10 o'clock hard.
Be home at 10 o'clock.
We were home at 10 o'clock.
But it was also weird because when you turned 18, they didn't have any rules for.
Yes,
Micah,
they did for us.
Okay, for me, at least.
I was giving birth to a child.
As soon as I turned 18, it was like she was like, "Where?" Like they would ask me where I was, but
yeah,
it was like,
because you're a boy.
You were the youngest.
You're the youngest. You
birth order
now.
I feel like listen. You guys were more rebellious. I was so sheltered by everything. You guys were more rebellious than me.
I think it's because I was a trial run, but everything was like, no, you have to call this time, and oh no, you have to be in it. It was
we would have to go in after dances and like kiss mom goodnight. Like,
goodnight.
We made it home.
Hey, we made it
because she wanted to smell our breath and see if we'd
been
drinking.
And Micah, you just walk in the house, go to sleep.
Well, I also like.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't really like my senior year is when I like started to party. Like,
we didn't. I didn't.
And
party.
By senior
I didn't
year,
party either.
By senior year, I like. I think it was like.
I think my first party was like.
But
after
even.
Oh, it was
as
end
adults,
of my junior year,
and I was pregnant. Basically.
Even as adults, we had to do that. We still had to.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, we're here. Hey, mom, wake up. Oh, hey,
I guess we could enter that conversation. What? Just when, for Micah's, or I mean, and your perspective, whatever, when I got pregnant at 18.
Micah's
life was over.
You go first. What was your?
So Nicole told me first. Oh, no, sorry. She did not tell me.
I probably didn't.
Mom and dad sat us down.
Hold on. Let me just give a little preface. The way I told my parents was.
so ridiculous.
It's not.
You know, no, it is.
She was
Micah,
scared.
I was traumatized.
No, I know. But like your in it was like,
what
was so ridiculous.
What
do you mean? What was it? It was like, I'm either this or this. You don't remember this?
What was freshman?
What do you mean? Or you're like lesbian. You're like, listen. You're like, I'm writing to you because I'm either lesbian or pregnant. And then she.
What the fuck? Wait, you wrote a letter?
Yeah. No, get this. Get this. It was like this whole thing explaining
would
her
you,
whole
would
thing.
You rather me be? Yeah.
And then at the very end, this was like 2010,
eight,
2008 ish. So,
oh,
you know,
God, Nicole,
Prop 8 hadn't passed
gay
here, you guys.
Yeah. Even,
oh. And but at the very end of it, you put like, P.S. I bet you wish I was a lesbian now.
Wow.
Foreshadowing
Samantha coming out being lesbian.
Nicole, I feel like I had a lot of mental.
And then Samantha probably was like,
had
P.S. I bet you wish I was pregnant.
No,
this is 2008, though. Okay.
Yeah. Times were different.
Times were big.
Came out before or after?
No, after. Many years. This
many
was
years. No, many years.
I like that you just left that in there.
Yeah. I'm surprised
know.
You guys don't remember that. Like that's what I remember.
Well, I feel like I had
that was like
those
your
months
icebreaker.
Were very traumatic for me. You know what I mean? Like the fact that I had to tell my parents. Mind you, we grew up in church. Yes. My parents knew some things went on, but like, and then anyway, so I told them I was pregnant. We came back for the Itlo picnic, and then my parents were going to drive me back to the BART station. So I'd written my letter, my 10-page, not 10-page, but it was like front and back, a couple sides.
Also, you really scarred our parents with this.
What?
Because of what I want to do in the future, but go on.
What do you mean?
Like whenever I wanted to go to film school, they're like, no. Art, no.
You have
Nicole went
sister.
To art and she got pregnant. It's like, no, she got pregnant before she even went, you guys.
She graduated pregnant. Nobody knew. So I wrote them a letter because I was so scared to tell them in person. And so, I mean, yeah, lesbian or teenage pregnancy. I really did forget about that. Thank you for reminding me.
That is hilarious.
It was a good one. I left it under their pillow. So I was back home in San Francisco in a studio apartment by myself with my stripper roommate.
Yeah.
Story for another time. And I was just like, oh, my God, they're going to be going to bed any minute. Like, they're going to be reading it. And so then I waited and waited and waited. And the mom sent a text that was like, because I told them, like, don't tell me that you're so disappointed in me. Don't tell me that, like, you don't, this isn't, you know, I was just like, keep that to yourselves. Have a conversation with each other. And then when you're ready to process your emotions, then come to me. Because I already feel like you are those things. You are disappointed. You are whatever for teenage pregnancy. And so then mom was like, we'll get through it. Like, you know, she's very supportive. But then the first time, like, seeing mom to go to a doctor's appointment, that was really stressful. Mom was like, are you going to get married to this guy? Do you even know who he is? Like, do you have any STDs? And I was like, oh.
I remember found out my mom and dad told me, and I was
you were devastated.
But you were there. I think you
I
were
was
there.
Like, I'm disappointed in you.
Like, mind you, I feel like our upbringing had a lot to do with our perceptions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So mom sat, I think you were there, sat us down and was like, we got to tell you something about Nicole. And I was thinking, oh, my God. Because they were super serious. I thought, oh, my God, Nicole has cancer. Or like, oh my God, something
she's
happened.
She's a lesbian.
And, or something, right, exactly, at that time. So they go, Nicole's pregnant. And I was like, okay, the next time you sit me down and say something is wrong with Nicole, you better be saying that
preface
she has
it.
Cancer because there's nothing wrong with that. And mom didn't want to have a baby shower. And I was like, no, you have to have
it. It was
a
very
baby
traumatic,
shower.
I know, for mom and dad.
Yeah. And
they
I just remember
embarrassment of going to church.
I just remember being so
I had the scarlet letter of a stomach.
Yeah.
I supported Nicole so much.
Everyone's like, you see that? That's Judas.
Oh, that's sorry. A shitter rothbar.
Yeah.
That's okay. I felt it. I was like crying in church one time. I was like, oh my God, I'm just
well, I think you took Gigi's really hard.
Oh yeah.
You took Gigi's.
Well, I was already
way
like
worse than
I was
damn it, Nicole.
Well, yeah. I was like, "Oh, you I remember you who told me? Did you tell me?"
No, we were fighting cuz I told Nicole.
You told
that
me.
She was starting
I
to show.
Yeah, no, you
and
told
she got no, she I started to show and she took it the wrong way and she was crying. And you come in and go, "You guys are always arguing." And then Nicole's
see,
like,
I mean,
Nicole,
maybe at that point I was so
Nicole
over.
Nicole was like, "I'm pregnant, Micah."
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I walked outside, kicked my own fucking car and dented that shit hella bad. And then I drove to, because we're about to go see Donnie and Joey and Max. And they were all over there. And I walk in and then and Donnie and Joey give me a beer. And I remember like I chugged that beer like faster. Like I never drank when I was angry before, basically. And I was like, I remember I drank it and I was like, oh my God. Like I was like, I already feel so buzzed. And I was like talking to them.
You're on adrenaline.
Why do you think you were so angry about it?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because I was like, well, because it was like one time shame on you.
Shame on me.
But no, I didn't. I was just
free
like,
time.
Like, I was just like, I didn't think like, you know what I mean. I was just like, not like, why would it happen again? Yeah.
And then the third time, and then the fourth time.
Well,
but
fourth
I
time,
was like, not together. Surprising. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I was in a
yeah. You're in a committed relationship then. At that point. Yeah. All right.
Anyways, just going on about the, I know it was hard. I remember, do you remember the thing you said about when my pregnancy? I think you said it to John Knapp or when you had like a talk with him. You were like, I wish like Nicole could just like have this pregnancy, but like in 5 years.
I do remember. Right? No, that was the first one.
That's what I meant. Oh, for
like Hayden's. I was like praying. I was like, God, please like make this egg dormant for 5 years.
He was like a fucking child at that point. Like I was
God's
five
like,
months.
What? What do you want me to
do that? No, because when I
created life. I don't do.
Okay, keep him on pause, on ice. I remember I went to the when I went to for my first sonogram. I was thinking I was like hardly pregnant. She's like, "Do you want to know what the gender is?" And I was like, "Oh my god, you can see that already!" Like my calculations were off on my head a little bit. She's like, "It's a boy," and I was like, "Oh, okay." So yeah, that definitely could, the egg couldn't have been repressed at that point.
Hold that.
Hold that thought.
Put it in a cryo chamber.
A cryo chamber. The next question: who caused all the fights? Me and Samantha. Do it. Oh.
We're in.
We're in. How Samantha and I look a lot alike. People are always like,
oh my goodness.
Even recently, Bob Craig was like, Samantha, I'm like, Bob, I'm all four kids.
One time I went to pick up, I think it was Juliana. Actually, it's been multiple.
Oh, yeah, at daycare.
At daycare. They didn't. Nicole's like, they're going to card you. They're like, going to ask for your ID. And so I go and I'm picking her up, getting her stuff together. And they're like, okay, bye. I was like, you don't want to see my ID? They're like, oh my God. We thought you were Nicole. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like,
I'm like, yeah, we look like sisters, but not.
And then even just random people will be like, oh my God, you guys look so much alike.
I did want to touch briefly on just this memory I have of, I used to, now I curse like a sailor, but I remember when Grandpa used to cuss, I hated it. Like, it would,
well,
like.
Well, we hated it because Mom, like,
it was, like,
made
bad.
It a bad thing.
And I still remember, like, the one or two times Mom said damn or shit. Even now when Bernadine cusses, I'm like, oh, my God.
But she cusses a lot more now.
One time God was,
like, a lot
Dad
more.
Was God. God cussed at me.
What,
when
what did
I,
he
when
say?
I want to talk, said, you shall not pass. No, Dad said fuck, like, not at me, but, like, he was, like, so fucking stupid. Yeah, you know, Dad talked to himself while growing up. Like, he said that, and I was like, Dad cussed at me. Dad said fuck you to me. They're like, what?
You're, like, traumatized.
Yeah. But I remember Dad would talk to himself, and we would run in. And
that's what I thought,
like,
you were talking about with the grass. He would mow the lawn. He's like, Dad, talk to himself.
And then we'd be like, Mom, Dad is talking to himself. And
your mom would be like, it's okay, guys. Just let your dad do his thing.
And then she'd be like, Gregory, You're scaring the kids.
She really would be like, you're scaring the children, Gregory. When Grandpa would cuss, whenever he'd cuss, be like, damn it. I'd be like, dang it. Like, right behind. Like, I'd say it. I felt like I had to repent for him.
God, he means dang it. Don't let him go
he'd
to
say,
hell.
He'd say shit. And I'd be like, shoot. And then finally, I think one of you guys was like, Nicole, like, just gotta let Grandpa be. Like, and now I'm worse than Grandpa.
Oh, man. I'm like a sailor.
Well, I wonder, I felt like, if we it was like a like this intense pressure. It was like not say a cuss word growing up.
Yeah,
because
I cuss all the time.
I remember when Dad would, I'd cry. I remember one time Dad smoked a cigar. I was like, he's going to hell.
Yeah, I know. I think I scarred him from ever trying
that's
to like
how,
smoke
like,
cigar.
That's how good
again.
Our childhood was. Like, we thought our dad smoking a cigar, like, he's going to get lung cancer. Like, I thought that.
I did too.
I did too.
I remember, like, yeah.
He's
remember,
in the backyard, like, with, like, JJ, and they're like, mouthing it and stuff.
And now I'm like, Dad, smoke with me. Smoke a cigar, man. Let's see how your grandkids freak out.
And then this is another just random memory of just like growing up with cousins and stuff. We were on our sheltered topic. I remember Joey, we had this like boom box and we had microphones with it, right? And so we had gone to Funworks earlier in the day. He said his name was Suzuki, and I was like, He was like, yeah, it's just a name I made up. And I, like, believed. I didn't even know dirt bike names growing up. Like, we were.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But we were into the dirt bikes.
And so he said his name was Suzuki. It was just, like, this random thing. So anyways, we get back. And so he's, like, singing into the microphone, like, I like big butts and I cannot lie. And I was like, wow, this is really progressive. Like, and another but I can't deny. And so he was, like, singing it. We're like, wow, what song is this? Like, we had never heard Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No.
He was like, I wrote this. And I was like, wow. Like, you really wrote this. Like, this is. Got a little tune to it, like, bopping my head. And then, like, later, I think I heard it at, like, a school dance. I'm like, Joey didn't write that song. Like, it took that long to realize, like, from fourth grade to eighth grade that, like, my cousin didn't sing.
Joey gave me the okay on on dressing up like a girl, too.
Oh, yeah, Joey would do Joey. It with us. We'll have to find that picture.
Yeah,
yeah, me
and
Joey.
He was much older than Micah.
Like, a lot older.
Samantha's age. Solid 5 years.
Yeah, I remember when Donnie graduated from eighth grade, he was, like, hella crying for some. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just... Donnie's, I don't know.
He's an emotional guy.
Yeah. But I remember that. And I was like, I remember, like,
am I going
to
do that?
Yeah, my graduation eighth grade. I was like, am I about to fucking cry right now? Like, I thought it was just going to happen afterwards.
But also, I can't remember it. He might have been a little emotional because of Aunt Donna's wreck and stuff like that. I think that could have been.
That's probably more. And I was like, man, this guy, it was a mission to graduate.
He probably was like a perfect student.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes a lot more sense, honestly. I think that's what it was. I think it was his eighth grade year.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, so
I was
glad to connect that dots.
Yeah, he's emotional because eighth grade. What else you got?
Let's see here. We didn't really get in trouble. Who caused the fight. Just to touch on those who have asked about, like, how you guys are so close, or when did you realize you're friends, not just siblings. Like, our dynamic is when we get together, like, we get together, we laugh, we make jokes, we make inappropriate jokes, we do things like that. On a day-to-day basis, we don't necessarily, like, keep in touch.
I mean, me and you.
Me and Samantha do a little bit more, just because I think, like, the sister bond we had.
Yeah. And kids.
Yeah. And then
Before that. Yeah.
I actually stay in touch with my sister.
Do you want to be in on it?
No, it's okay. Okay. You know, I have that bond with mom and dad. You know? I'm just kidding.
It's like, I was the favorite child.
We know.
No, I was just in the house the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
So, per se, we're not, like... Yeah, we'll sing Christmas shoes at the top of our lungs at a dinner table.
Did you see how ridiculous that was?
We got to show you the full video, Duffy. Yeah.
Well, I've seen him do it.
Oh, so imagine our whole family doing it.
Oh, we played at dinner. We played at dinner two nights ago.
Top of a hot tub.
Yeah.
So, like, we have this bond where it's like, when we get together, we get together. But I will also say, like, I just would like to commend my brother and my sister for being good aunts and uncles, because I've seen people who are just absent from their nieces and nephews' lives. And, you know, even if it's... sometimes too far between. They still love you, yes. Even if they cry at you. But you guys are good aunts and uncles.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes.
It was built in. You had no choice.
They had no choice.
Thank you for having so many kids.
Oh, yeah, Micah. Like, we did get a question, Micah.
About me?
Yeah. And you'll never guess who it was from. But when are you having kids?
I mean, they're not. I mean... I'm not actively...
Got me stuttering. Yeah. Got me tripping.
Can you say
stuttering.
Who it is or no?
It was your wife.
Oh. This is an ex-girlfriend or something?
No. She was like, really trip him up and ask him this question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're not taking preventative causes also. Like,
so you guys are infertile.
So you are trying.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, but it could... Honestly, apparently, like the sperm rate's down, like... It's something crazy.
You had Mountain Dew for a long time.
It's like 40%. It's 40% down. Look up.
Well, and then when a woman over 30, every time, every chance to get pregnant a month is like 15%. It's low.
Wait, so you are actively trying?
No, they're not trying. They're not trying.
But then also they're not taking.
What does that say?
That's what not.
It dropped from 104 million to 49 million from 19.
Yeah, yeah. Something crazy like that.
Wait, why? What is that?
Men just being fertile. Sperm counts. It's because I think it's that. They believe it has something to do with microplastics, I believe.
Oh, and it's probably the hormones,
joke,
foods,
but I
too.
Think it is, yeah.
No, I think it is. I think that's why.
Smoking, exposure to man-made chemicals and plastics, such as
But, like, I've said this before. I don't mean it in a bad way, but, like, if I never had a kid, like, don't get me wrong, I would love to have a kid. But if I never had one, it's okay.
How does your wife feel about that?
Yeah, how does your wife
No, at one point, me and her were both, like, Koreans. Like, we don't need to have kids. And I told Errol that. And Errol was, like, it was right after he had a kid. And he was so sad for me.
But I think
he was, like...
How could you?
Yeah, yeah. He was just, like... I remember you told me... One time, he was, like... I remember one time you told me that you weren't gonna have a kid. That really made me sad. So
it's like, I feel like when you become a parent, it makes you sad. But everyone chooses to do what they
want to do.
Well, and the thing is, the first emotion I had when I had Hayden, and he was brought to my chest, was, oh my God, this is how much my parents love me. That was literally the first thought that entered my head. You know your parents love you. You're like, oh yeah, like, oh, you love me.
Well, yeah,
no matter
yeah.
what. And so, but then when that moment happened, it was like, oh my God. So until you have it, you can't describe it.
Well, that's like, I think when Chris held his kid for the first time, he started bawling. Yeah. And he was like, it was out of nowhere.
Yeah,
like,
you just don't know why. Yeah. It's an intense emotion. Let's see. There's a question from Bernadine, and that is...
When are you going to have kids? When are you going to have
grandkids? She also
another grandchild. So she asked, what is the one thing that stands out to each of you that you guys have taken away from your childhood that was instilled by your parents? Curious if it's the same or different.
Bernadine's like, I really want to know what we mean to you and why.
If you guys could give a paragraph, I'd appreciate it.
Make it public.
Actually, I want each of yours to be as long as Nicole's speech at my wedding.
22 minutes, let's go.
It was less than, yeah.
I have it.
We recorded it. Yeah. 15.
Okay, well, yeah. Regardless.
I was just making it
was long.
Up.
10 longer than the average speech.
What it was no one else, my sister, she was like, you can just do it. So just think of it as two speeches in one.
Okay, well, think of it as mom also gave an 8-minute speech before you. So it was, Brittany was like, Greg never let me talk at the wedding, and so I'm not going to let him talk. That's why he came up here without me. I'm like, damn, it's okay.
She was upset because at my wedding, dad like, did all the super.
What? She could have,
but dad also digged on her. Was like, oh yeah, you used to put Brittany in the garage.
For what?
Because they didn't like, mom didn't want Brittany inside the house because she didn't want us to
be together. Didn't want the gay in.
No, hold on. Let's clarify where you were living at this time for to be the garage.
Okay, It was a furnished home.
There we go. I don't want people are gonna be like, oh my God, Bernadine was having a kid sleeping in the garage. It was at Highland, the finished garage with that heater.
Okay.
But your room, Micah. I lived in that room.
But, okay.
But the way dad said it was like we put.
I was so dumb. Yeah, I would bring my friends over, like, yeah, we could smoke in here. Don't worry about it. It's the laundry room. Why would
the door the day before?
Yeah. Like, go and do laundry in the morning. Anything? No, surprisingly not.
Probably because it smelled. You're probably like, it's open a window.
You aired it out.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. So we still didn't answer the question.
So Samantha,
what is
first.
The one thing that stands out to each of you that you have taken away or instilled from your parents?
I have to say they are a good... role model for marriage and working together and working as a unit instead of separately. They did do things separately, but also they worked well together. And so they are a good example of that.
I think that was important. Yeah. You saw like mom with her friends, dad would go do his things and they'd always come together and overcome a lot. Where they'd go on the porch
Let's be real. Dad had to sacrifice more of his friends. But apparently Greg had how many people in his wedding?
Because Greg had too many people. Like 20 grooms.
Just
yeah,
like
more
you.
Grooms, but he had more groomsmen than me, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. He had 12 disciples.
15 buddies, yeah.
Dad had.
Yeah. 12 disciples, yeah.
But I don't feel like mom had friends, but very few friends. Dad had like all these friends.
What do you mean very
friends?
Few friends? Every single one of the people we hung out with growing up,
is one of mom's friends. I'm friends with my friends.
Yeah, yeah. What's crazy is that there's generational.
Oh, yeah.
So Bernadine has her best friends from college, and then all their kids, Jamie and Sarah,
are all best friends.
And now, well, just you and...
Jamie and Sarah.
You and Sarah have kids now.
And they're the same age.
Three generations. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
Should take a picture of that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah, you guys do need to. Right. Okay, now your turn.
My turn. So what stands out most to me, I would say unconditional love. I feel like they were faced with a lot of situations that they weren't expecting of teenage pregnancy, their daddy being a lesbian, their son wanting to go to film school. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, sometimes I'm like, man, I wonder how far ahead I would be for myself right now. I see younger people and I'm like, damn. Yeah, if I had that brain. Yeah.
So just the unconditional love and them always, you know, being a good example of like facing hard circumstances or always, but they always put us kids first and they always put their marriage first. So just the unconditional love that they have for life and for us.
Nice cookie cutter answers you guys got.
Sorry, what do you got, Micah?
No, mine's basically not only like love the person you're with, mm-hmm. but actually enjoy their company and be friends with that person because mom and dad like to go out and do things and even like more
enjoy each other's company.
We got to see it more after we moved out. That like, oh, they're going on hikes and they're doing stuff and they're laughing and
right,
like they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
They value them.
And so that like kind of like was an example for like, okay, when you have a significant other, make sure that you're actually having a good time with them and it's not just the relationship that you got in.
Yeah,
like, that you actually
going through the motions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I feel like they've always made sure to point out like that they make it a point to do that. Like it doesn't always just come naturally. Like you.
Have to work at it.
Your spouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Date your spouse.
Oh, and before we end,
what?
The controversy, the soap incident. We just need to touch on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Really quick.
Let me
Before you slain my name.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, set the scene.
Okay. I'm 5 years old in a bathtub. And
maybe like 4 to 5.
Yeah. Oh, no, maybe 4 to 8. Okay. This was going on years.
It was not
Nicole
years.
Would manipulate
what do you mean it wasn't years? It for sure was.
You manipulated even outside of this.
Okay, I was in the bathtub. We played bartender, okay, right?
Micah, more of like Starbucks.
Okay, whatever.
Barista, not bartender.
We wouldn't know what a bartender was.
We
sheltered.
Played drink maker, where Nicole would make me drinks while I was in the bathtub. We had all the cups we played with.
I'd sit on the outside of the bath.
And like, what she would do was like, let me put a little bit of shampoo in here. Let me put a little bit of a body wash in here. Let me put a little bit of this. Mix them up. Here, drink them, Micah. Oh. Yeah, Duffy. Yeah. And then.
The bottle was called poison control.
I want to see if it was accurate, okay?
And then one of the times I threw up like everywhere in the bathroom.
That's what it
like ended. Big lettuce and stuff like that. And the mom came in like, what's going on?
Like, I vividly remember you like standing up and you're like vomiting and you're like freaking out because Micah couldn't do anything like regular, like throwing up or gagging it. It was always
I couldn't do anything regular because I had just swallowed a glass of poison. So what is your perspective of poisoning your little brother? Go on.
It was more of just like I was shocked that he would continue to drink these things. I was just like,
I was very impressionable because I have my older sister.
Dressed him as a girl until he was 14.
Right.
Yeah.
He was 17.
Until I was 19. Just keep getting later.
I would find him in my closet. And I'm like, Micah, I thought this ended a long time ago. So I was just being a kid and I was just like, pretending to be like Starbucks or barista, not bartender. Didn't even know what a bartender was.
But I think
was.
Nicole did this like on other levels because we have videotapes of you being like, Micah, jump in the leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll follow.
And what happened Micah was I was recording it. And I had a camera and I was like, Micah, jump in the leaves. And I'd follow him and he'd jump. And then I'd be like, I didn't get it. Do it again. So I did like 6 times. Micah's like, are you kidding me? Like, I thought you'd get it by now. So I don't know what that personality trait is called, the middle child. So there's my personality trait, my birth order. Yeah, I was very mischievous all throughout life. So I would just put like a little bit, let me do like a half pump of soap. It was always like, do you remember it was the Kirkland bottles? I remember.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Costco. There's a lawsuit coming your way.
So I do like a little bit. And then my shock was like, wow, he's still like drinking it. Like I'm kind of shocked. And so then I'd be like, okay, well, maybe I could put a little bit more. Let's see if he's still
drinking it. What, finishing it?
Dude, I would just try to swallow it. It's not like a one-time thing. I'm like, I don't even want to look up what happens now.
He's like, you're the reason why I'm infertile.
Yeah, look up and say, what happens if you swallow
ingest
drinking
soap
shampoo
for 6 months?
What happens if I drink? Just go to the first one right there.
Seek.
Right. Non-toxic, if allergic reactions occur.
See, you weren't allergic. You're fine.
Yeah, he's... threw up everywhere.
Now for 6 months. Yeah.
Oh, look at
poisonous in small amounts.
Minimally poisonous.
Vomiting and loose stools.
So to clear the air, I just...
Yeah, what was your perspective going on?
Well, like I said, I was just like, wow, he's still drinking it. Let me see if I could put a little bit more. Like, I would like stir it up, make bubbles.
I wanted to see how far
one more. Look up conditioner.
And shockingly, you... shockingly, you just kept drinking it. So I was like, what else will my little brother do? So I just kept making little concoctions. And then I stopped the day you threw up. Okay. Yeah. There's the day I went too far.
I used to have this condition also where if you tickled me, I would just
fart. Oh, yeah. That was fun.
But you didn't have to touch him. You could just pretend to tickle him. And
what does it say?
Farting.
If there's soap,
swelling
pain,
in your throat
or lips.
Symptoms of gastritis.
That's detergent, not detergent. See, that's the wrong answer.
Oh, that is detergent.
We need conditioner. That can kill you.
Oh, there we go.
Things that seem harmless that can kill
not
you.
Not poisonous.
But the detergents they contain are irritating and may cause nausea, vomiting.
I'm surprised
sounds like it was the conditioner.
And I remember that one was like blue. Remember it was the more solid one.
Yeah, blue colored. Like the actual.
And so you looked at it and thought, I'm just going to drink this. I feel like this is more of a you problem.
I feel like
he's gonna said no.
So we're gonna circle back. This is why you don't shelter your kids.
I didn't know it was wrong to feed your sibling shampoo.
And I didn't know it was wrong to drink it.
But we appreciate the wonderful childhood growing up of being sheltered.
Isn't it crazy? Yes. We were like alive for internet to be a thing.
Oh
like,
yeah,
like dial up was like a thing.
I remember. Yeah. Do you remember the Hello Kitty game?
Yes.
I remember we had like the hutch or whatever where the computer would be and I'd be outside the window like watching you play. I don't know why I was outside the window watching you play. I think I was outside playing. And I was like, let me see if Smith is done. Or I remember when we were on AOL and like you'd have to like type in a way message. Mine was Twinkle Toes 21.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember? Micah Man 93. That's when I was born.
Whoa. Double N, right?
Two N's.
Yep.
Because Micah Man.
What was yours, Duffy?
Tractor 2 with a K.
Tractor.
Somebody took it with a K already from number 1.
But you were number 2. That's pretty good. Pretty early.
Pretty steady in the game.
Yeah.
Man, AIM was something else.
AIM. Yeah. It was just texting, it felt like something crazy. We had to be online for it. Online,
yeah, and then I remember mom being like, I need the phone line. Get off the internet. And she'd be like cooking dinner. And we're just in there like chatting with people on the computer.
And we would fight. Who was going to get
on? Oh, yeah. Well, because there's only one computer.
And they had it like in central area.
Yeah. Well, I had a computer.
I remember Googling. I'm like, how do you delete the search history?
I remember the first time I like looked up or like something like with girls, I was like, girls, boob. And it was like just like someone working out in like workout clothes. And I was like, on the family computer.
That's literally, I messaged a friend. I was like, hey, it's Firefox. How do you delete that? I've looked at the regular ways, but I don't know how to delete it. I remember.
Go on.
Okay, anyways. We're at a relative's house, is all I'll say.
I don't know if I know. Go on.
Anyways, and we were just on the computer, and like the search history was just like pornographic. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, man. Our cousins are busy.
I think it was more of their father. I think they were a little too young at that point, but. Or their mother, I don't know.
Really, who knows nowadays? Right.
Could be anybody.
That's funny. Well, besides being my sisters, what else do you guys do, huh?
Oh, like for a living?
Yeah.
Oh, I recently just accepted a position. I didn't think I told you, did I?
Well, I actually did. I meant to tell you congrats. Mom told
me.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. So speech and language coordinator for Merced Union High School District. So I'm a speech language pathologist assistant. So I'll be like coordinating all the needs of the district. So that's exciting. Not that they want to hear this, but it's not that per se. Like, I don't know if this is what I want to do forever. You know, I always want to dig down and find my passions.
Yeah.
But I've kind of learned recently that like, your passions don't, not in a bad way, no offense, Mike, I have to align with your work.
No, you know I agree. I agree. Yeah.
Because sometimes it's
better.
Yeah. Then I'm learning this next year, I kind of want to take my passions and pursue them a little more outside of the workspace. So it kind of hit me over the years, just like, wait, like, you don't have to, like, do what you love and you never work a day in your life, that type of thing, you know. But
what are your passions?
I love public speaking. So I would love to do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gigi's diabetes, I've thought of dabbling in nursing, but I just don't think my brain can handle all the sciences. I love the field I'm in, speech language pathology, but they're so gosh dang hard to get into a master's program. So I don't know, maybe just kind of pursuing my passion in public speaking a little more. I would like, if anybody knows of any like slam poetry events that happen, you know, around downtown.
At Coffee Bandits.
Men
all the time.
Men.
Poppy Bannon.
Sin. Cynthia. Jesus died for our Cynthia's. You ever seen
22 Jump Street?
22 Jump Street. Yeah.
I was like, it sounded familiar. Yeah. But yeah, so I would like to do, there's a poem I really want to do. So, but anyway, so I'd like to pursue my passions a little more and go from there.
I'm an assistant to a PE teacher.
To a regional manager.
Dwight Schrute in the building.
At Witten School District. It's easy. I basically wear sweats to school and help with PE.
That's chill.
But it's not what I wanted. But I don't want to go back to school. So, like Nicole said, maybe I could just use my passion somewhere else and just use this as a job.
Well, what about how is it adopting a child?
It was interesting. Micah actually helped us. Yeah. I think that's why Olivia.
If you need to I'm adopt positive. A baby,
I think that's why Olivia loves
Micah
you so
said,
much.
I'm positive.
No, I'm really positive.
I'm positive. That's why you got Olivia. You got a good, great video.
Yes.
You're looking to add a baby awesome. To your family.
Yeah, if you're looking to baby, add, honestly, just get a professional video done because I feel like.
No, it looks
everything
so much
that
better.
You showed me, that, like, you know what I mean? It's right. like yours compared to everything else's. Everyone's like, right. it's like, oh, here. They have a professional video that's right. done compared to
they
like.
They happen to be related to
they're
the
They're
like, is this thing on? Is this thing on? Like, hey, everybody, I'm your mom and dad.
Hey, yeah.
No, yeah. So Micah did that, which was really helpful because I believe that's why we had Olivia. And I really do believe that's why Olivia loves
And she was
you.
Like really pressuring me. And then, yeah. like, it was like, we had it up for
it
like a month and a half or like.
Not even a month. Not even a month and a half.
So I remember you were pressuring me. And I remember I was telling
Lindsay. It was less than a month.
I was like, you're going to get a kid right after I give it to them. Like, let me just do this.
Like, they need to calm down.
I think we did it in May and we got her in.
By June.
Wow.
So, yeah. It was cool.
So the turnaround rate for getting your child after you get a video done with Micah is
within a month.
Quick.
It only took us 9 months.
It's just $20,000. It's only
or but, more.
Yeah, exactly. So how much is a child if you want to help a child out and adopt it? How much does a child cost?
Depending on
the agency and everything.
Agency and all that stuff, the highest would be like $100,000.
What is this? Is this baby coming? Like, is it an athlete?
And then if you want to do overseas.
Is there an 80% chance it's going to the major league?
We wanted to do overseas because it's cheaper. But there's only
only
one country that, not that we didn't want to adopt from this country, but one country that would allow LGBT families to adopt. Isn't that crazy?
Out of lesbians.
All of the
what
countries.
What country?
Colombia. And also far. Brazil. So South America.
More, yeah.
So. But we decided to go with the private. And ours was 18,000. The agency was 18,000. And then
there's like other fees and
fees
shit.
And stuff. So it came out to be like 25,000.
That's how you know we have something wrong with our system.
Yeah, it really is.
When
like, there's especially when it's mostly
hundreds
like
of
fees.
Thousands
yeah,
of people
fees.
Who want to
and they,
have a baby.
And they kept on putting fees on. Like, it wasn't like they were upfront with these fees. They were just like, oh, and now this. And, oh, now relinquishment. And, oh the expected mom needed counseling. Oh, you have to pay for that, too. So it was just like it started adding up, which is fine. She's worth it. We got her. It's worth it. But there is a problem when they are getting money to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's mass amounts.
Of children that need homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, it was a. It was an experience.
A year, 2 years you went through.
Yeah,
remember
2019 Christmas? You guys said we're going to start trying.
No,
saving.
That was actually 20. We told you guys
2020. Yeah, it was 2020.
No, we got her in a year. So
yeah, so 2020 December.
2021. We told you guys we were.
Gonna no. You told us for sure 2020.
Specifically because
2020 December.
The whole year.
December 2020.
2022. You gave us the
you got
bottles.
You got her this year.
So it's 2022.
Yeah, today's.
So,
you gave us those bottles and stuff like that
on the Christmas.
Yeah, but
of 2020,
it didn't take us to. Okay,
I
so maybe we
that's
did.
What I was saying.
But in
yeah.
September, but it doesn't make sense because in September, our homestead became valid. That was not 2 years ago.
No, we're not. We're saying last year, 2021.
Yeah. 2021. Yeah, that's what I said.
No, but I think it was December 2020.
No,
yes, it was. 100%.
No, no, I can guarantee you because you gave us all for Christmas. You gave
yeah,
us those bottles.
Yeah, I know you guys remember that.
But last
but what
year
I'm
you
saying,
didn't
2020,
tell us.
2020.
When you told us you're going to start saving for a
was
baby.
Was December 2020.
Because last year, that's only 6 months. You didn't get her no, in 6 12. Months.
We got her in 12 months. Or so, 9 months. 9 months. So that wouldn't make sense.
No, Micah and I are right.
No, no. You for sure didn't get her in 9 months.
Like, yes, we did.
No.
I take a picture.
Okay, I can guarantee you this.
I want to ask
I can
wife.
Guarantee
call Brittany right
call,
now.
Call her right okay. now.
Do it. Put her on speaker.
Yeah, okay. And then just go like this to the, to the mic. Yeah.
I'm going to go because I remember taking
Just ask her. Just say, hey, when did we tell the family
that we were going to
have a kid?
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Phone a friend.
Hey babe, when did
you're
we tell
podcast by the way
you're on the podcast when did we tell everyone that we were getting Olivia?
No, when you were going to
start adopting what year?
That was the end of 2020.
But we got her in 9 months, correct?
Yes.
Thank from you. Submitting all your stuff maybe
by
but
the time we got finished submitting all of our stuff.
Yeah.
So we told them in the beginning of 2021.
No.
Yeah, yes.
End of 2020.
End of 2020. On Christmas Day.
Christmas.
So I am correct. So we told them basically.
She has to be right. We feel for you, Brittany.
Hold on. Brittany, what? Go ahead.
You guys got me all confused.
No, you're right, Brittany.
No, you're right. No. So end of 2020, you told us. You gave us all those bottles to fill up coins with. Remember,
but by the time we got everything in by September is when
of 2021.
Of 2021.
2021 is when we got everything.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's fine.
But we were just saying your announcement of going to adopt was at Christmas.
Oh,
that's what we're talking about.
Oh, but it was going into 2021.
Yeah, with December.
That's what we've been saying.
That's what December does.
It goes into January.
Okay, they were telling me we didn't get Olivia in 9 months, but we got Olivia.
Yeah,
in
that's different. That's different than what we were saying.
I mean, overall, it was longer than 9 months, but yes, nine months from when everything was finalized and we were all alive and all that stuff. 9 months.
You're supposed to be on my side.
Yes, Brittany, you're right. Brittany,
why
it's okay.
Did you
it's
say
okay.
That?
It's okay, Brittany.
Thank you, Britt. We love you.
All right, love you, babe. I'll call you.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Phone a friend.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Feels so good.
Okay,
to be
so
right.
Anyways, Olivia is amazing.
Yes.
And we thank you for it because I don't think we would have her now.
Have her.
So why isn't she named Micah? I'm
just hey, why she loves her? You.
She does.
She smiles at me more than
my kids have.
Yeah. Lets you hold her.
Nicole has kids and none of them.
When they were babies, they would see him and literally
cry bloody murder for everybody except for Hayden.
Because he was like,
he was little. And you didn't have hair and voice and tall and
child.
All this stuff.
Hadn't gone through puberty.
A little bit.
I don't even know when I went. I didn't grow a beard until like,
after you were an adult?
Yeah, like 21 is when I could grow a beard. Now I look so ugly without a beard.
I think you just look like a baby.
No, I look like a bird.
A bird?
I look like a guy.
A bird?
That's pretty much all the questions, though.
Let me just double check, but I believe so. Let's see. I ended it with, when did you guys realize? Fights. How does your sibling birth order? We did that. So my last thing was what we could end on is like, what are your goals for all of us for the next 5 years?
Wow.
Sorry.
Me?
Sure. I feel like you got more goals than we do.
Yeah. We plan to have the number one podcast in Central Valley.
Yeah. Well, no, we are the podcast of the Central Valley. Everybody else puts the number one podcast. I just went with I'm the podcast.
It sounds better.
The.
Yeah.
I'm the podcast.
Exactly. And no there's ranking. Also like so many number ones. But no, I mean, 5 years from now, if I could be doing this podcast thing full time with like me and Duffy both on like payroll,
dang.
That'd be like wild.
We're going to look back at this and be like, dang, look at they got like 7 employees, and, you know.
We're gonna
it will happen.
No,
yeah, speaking will of fruition,
instead of being like,
we're gonna hit up.
When you thought you guys were gonna be on,
like in depth, you're like, this is just a hobby that's costing us a lot of money.
Remember, when you guys had a falling out on your 3 month break. It's like, if anything, it should be better. But
R.I.P.
No, I mean, if that could happen, and then just be working on actual passion projects or like things I'm passionate about, even if it's somebody else's story. But if I find somebody who like wants to pay me to do a documentary about them, you know, that'd something like cool. that.
Following it around.
Yeah, exactly. Like I could totally have enough
your
skills
passion
to do that. Yeah, exactly. Getting paid for something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Samantha?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Have like
that's my question.
I don't know. Find my passion, find exactly what I want to do. But again, that's like finding exactly what I want to do when in reality I should want to better myself, but also like my life is good and just finding something to pull into my life.
There you go.
Maybe have another child. And yeah, I don't know.
First,
I feel like
the first video is free, okay? So I'm just kidding.
There will be a fee for the second option.
I just feel like my life is pretty good, so I just want to add on to
other good
growth.
Things. Yeah growth.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably tack on to that. Just the I don't per se have like a like I want this job at this. I would obviously like to make money to where like I'm not stressed out in life.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
we all?
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it. I'm stressed out enough.
Kids. Mike is like, it's going to keep me away from kids for a while.
But maybe, but I think kids give you an extra boost of like,
yeah, oh yeah,
like
drive.
You have to.
You have like, to figure it out.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Where like I'm like,
whatever happens.
I'm not leaving a lot to anybody if something happens, but I'm also not. I'm glad I didn't waste putting money in my 401k.
He's like, Mom, Dad, who are your people again?
Yeah.
So yeah, and I'd like to tap into more into my passions and understanding. Like I said, that like your work doesn't have to be your play, your fun. So pursuing that more. Just finding happiness within myself and sharing it with those around me.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. Good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And just being you. Everybody else is, a lot of people are just trying to be things that they're not or things that are influencing them. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, like it's like, you got to be you. When you start being you, you become a lot happier with your life, whether it's through, you know, a divorce, whether it's through finding your passion, whether it's through adopting a kid or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's just about like finding what
who you are
as
you stand
a person
for.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times I've realized more and more as I get older, like nobody gives a crap what you are doing with your life.
Yeah.
Like, why do we care so much? Like, what will they think? It literally does not matter. And let the judgment come, let people think what they want, whatever, with whatever you want to do. I'm sure with the podcast,
right,
with adopting LGBT, I'm sure with whatever life decisions I make that people. It literally doesn't matter because at the end of the day, like they're not paying
your
bills.
You,
yeah, they're not, and they're not even in your everyday life. So,
and they don't mean anything to you.
No, so
yeah. Only time you should worry.
But it sucks because when you do, it's like even like if it's like in a group message though or something, like I don't know,
yeah.
like still when stuff gets you, it sucks because you're like, I'm trying not even to think about this,
it's
but
in
it's
your,
like
but
yeah, it keeps on going.
Yeah, it's playing in your head or whatever.
Yeah.
It may be.
So I think just reminding yourself, like, hey, do what makes you happy, and
it's your life.
Yeah.
It's my life.
It's my life. What is that?
I think it's more of like a...
It's Bon Jovi?
Yeah. Mike, you really slowed it down there for a minute.
What song is it?
It's my life.
Yeah. Make
it's
it halfway. No.
Never.
That one?
It's my life, Bon Jovi?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, it's called It's My Life.
Play it. We'll end on Bon Jovi.
All the dial-up.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
I'm not sure if I've heard this song either.
Oh. Yeah, I do know this song. There we go. Was this 2000s?
For sure.
Yeah,
look at
early 2000s.
The dial-up came on.
13 years ago.
No, that's when YouTube was made. This was in 2003.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's when it was posted.
Oh.
Ready? Here we go.
It's my life.
Man, I miss 90s. Not 90s, but early 2000s, whatever.
So we don't get pulled.
Yeah. early 2000 hip hop. That's my shit.
Oh, my God. That's where
that's
my heart lies.
That's a different thing, dude. All those, like, people don't.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
What, did you guys hear that, like, the 2000s is now, like, a dress-up day for high schools?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, dress like a, it's like, we're not a costume. We wear a lifestyle.
And then
the oversized
beaters.
Also, they're having Y2K, like,
parties
or Y2K, like, fashion.
2000s. So,
yeah, uh-huh. Early 2000s. That's crazy.
It is.
Our style's got to be coming back around eventually, right?
Right.
The
90s
is already back, so.
Let's layer the shirts, let's pop the collars.
Yeah, 80s parties.
Yeah.
Well, that's almost the same now.
What always blows my mind
is
like.
It is now, 20 years.
Right? always blows my mind is like we always thought of like the 70s or like whatever. Like, oh my God, that was so long ago. So only a 20-year difference. Now we are the 20-year difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's like, yeah. And these kids looking back, it's like,
Gigi's, whoa. Gigi's like, you're so old. You were born in the 1900s.
She's like, back in your day. And I'm
back
like,
in your day. I'm like, oh, she really
thinks it like, was that long ago.
Well, it was really long ago.
Yeah.
Like, I was born in the 1900s.
9/11 is something they read about.
Yes, exactly. No. There's no more generation that's lived wild. Through it. Yeah.
That's great. It is yeah. crazy.
Well, on that note.
On that note, sayonara.
Sisters.
Yay.
Sisters unite.
Sisters unite, all three of us. I look back at the camera, I'm dressed as a girl.
That would be
pretty got pretty good at this.
I do have some pictures.
All righty. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Micah. Right. Love you.
Micah, love you guys.
Love you, Micah, brother.
This is it. Real talk. What not?
Real talk. That's it. Real talk.